There is no question that more and more adults are seeking orthodontic treatment. What determines if adults with malocclusion do or do not seek orthodontic treatment? Is there a direct relationship between the severity of malocclusion or the financial status or ability to pay of the patient that determines which adults seek orthodontic treatment? An article titled "Psychosocial Impact of Dental Aesthetics Regulates Motivation to Seek Orthodontic Treatment" by Fizhou Lin et al., which appeared in the September 2016 issue of the American Journal of Orthodontics and Dentofacial Orthopedics, addressed these questions. In this article, the authors identified two groups of adult patients aged 18 to 30 years who presented to the Department of Orthodontics at the Wenshu Medical University in China. Each group contained 202 patients. One group consisted of patients who accepted and proceeded with orthodontic treatment, and the other group of patients who did not pursue orthodontic treatment. The Chinese version of the Psychological Impact of Dental Aesthetics questionnaire was administered to each of the subjects. This standardized questionnaire has four subscales consisting of dental self-confidence, psychological impact, social impact, and aesthetic concern. The index of treatment need, which determines the severity of malocclusion, was also administered to each patient. The results of the questionnaire and the index of treatment need were statistically analyzed, and I found the results to be very interesting. The answer to the questions that I previously asked about whether pursuit of orthodontic treatment in adults was related to severity of malocclusion or financial status is no to both questions. The researchers found that demand for orthodontic treatment is mostly related to psychosocial factors. However, some patients who are not actually aware of the impact of their own oral health, aesthetics, and needs when attending an orthodontic clinic. There are considerable differences between normative and subjective perceptions of dental appearance and objective needs for orthodontic treatment. The psychological impact of dental aesthetics was weaker in patients who declined orthodontic treatment than in treated patients. It is interesting to note that the dental health component of the index for orthodontic treatment need did not have any relationship to the severity of the malocclusion. The bottom line of this study is that for participants who sought orthodontic treatment, the aesthetic impairments were varied, the psychosocial impact of dental aesthetics increased with the severity of the malocclusion, and the psychosocial impact of dental aesthetics played an important role in their seeking treatment. However, even participants with severe objective treatment needs may reject orthodontic treatment if they have little self-awareness of the potential psychosocial impact of dental aesthetics. I thought this was a fascinating study. The results appear to indicate a need for orthodontists to educate adult patients about the psychosocial impact of dental aesthetics related to malocclusion. Your practice might also benefit if you and your staff help make adult patients in your practice and your community aware of the psychosocial impact of malocclusion. You can find this article in the September 2016 issue of the American Journal of Orthodontics and Dentofacial Orthopedics.